Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is a P4P Real Talk, and wow, we got an exciting show today. I mean, like really, really exciting. And I'm going to let Dez do the intro, and then we'll go from there.
All right, thanks so much, Kaylin. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We're happy to have you with us. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And Kaylin is right. This is a very exciting episode for us tonight because we are going to be unveiling one of the latest and greatest new additions to P4P Muscle. Kaylin, why don't you go ahead and give us a little insight as to what's going to be going on and who we're going to be talking to?
Well, we have basically the head of state for P4P, which is Joe and JB. Chad might be joining us later. And we also have Desiree, the other Desiree. And, and she's got like all kind of exciting news for us. But we have the magazine coming out, the P4P Sports. And this is like, I mean, I've seen some of the pics already, and I'm like super excited, and just the format and the layout that could happen. I'll let everybody introduce themselves, and then we'll start the show. So everybody, just introduce yourself. We'll start with JB and Joe, and then Desiree.
Hello out there. This is JB, CEO of P4P Muscle, co-founder. We're about a year and a half company. We're trying to do big things in a big world. So, you definitely are at the right place at the right time, listening to the right people. So, Joe.
It's Joe Manning. I'm also one of the founders of P4P Muscle, and I'm excited for this because, magazine has been something we've wanted to do for a long time, and I feel like we've met the right people to make it happen, and it's going to be exciting, and it's coming up to reality in just a couple short weeks, so it's going to be incredible. I'll let Desiree take it from there because she's the one that's really doing all of the heavy lifting on this, and I just got to say thanks to her for immense amounts of hours and effort that are going into this.
Hi, this is Desiree Duggan, Editor-in-Chief of P4P Sports, and it's a very exciting opportunity. I've always wanted my own magazine, and in fact, I had laid it out before they even asked me to do it, and I just happened to have it there, you know, mentally. And then they told me the idea, and there it was. Wow. It was just so interesting.
So this, I mean, it is really amazing. The short amount of time that P4P has been in operation and, you know, so much has been accomplished in that year and a half. You have, you know, more than 400 sponsored athletes. You have a premium supplements line, tanning, so many different facets. And now we've got P4P Sports, and this magazine is shaping up to be unlike anything that's out there. Can you tell us, you know, what can we expect? What's making it different?
I could take this one. I'll start. This is Joe. One of the biggest things that's really unique about this is, you know, we've been in our business involved with a lot of world-class athletes from natural bodybuilding, mixed martial arts fighters, you know, downhill skiers and snowboarders, American Ninja Warriors, bull riders, motocross, everything in between that. And in traditional sense, we all have our own, you know, circle of friends and fans that are within our world. But one thing that P4P Sports Magazine will do is connect these great athletes from different walks of life to people that are going to become new found fans of these people and kind of help them expand their circle and expand their own brand a little bit. So we're really excited about bringing these people from different worlds all together and, you know, sharing the same kind of daily grind and dedication and, you know, all the struggles it takes to reach the top of each of these individual sports. even though the sports are very different, the struggles that the athletes go through are very much the same. And, you know, we have a vehicle to be able to, you know, show the trials, the tribulations, and all the big successes of all these people from different walks of life. And it's going to be really cool to see worlds collide with this magazine.
And I know, Joe, you've hit on a key point that all of these sports are different, but one key thing that they have in common is that they are all natural athletes, which is something that's very important to P4P, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody we feature that you'll see in the magazine will be drug-free athletes.
All right. Well, I am definitely looking forward to that. Desiree, so we know we're going to be covering a lot of different athletes here, but what are some of the sections or the kinds of information that our readers are going to be able to take away from our publication?
Well, for this first issue, we have, I'd like to say he's an obstacle course racer, Kenneth Farrell. We have how he became an obstacle course racer. We have the featured athletes, which would be Meshack, is a bodybuilder, and he's an amazing. He's just a freak of nature. You don't when you see this guy, you're like, how is it possible? And then you have a motocross champion, Kirsten Ramish, and you have nutritional information from, and you have recipes. Mental fitness article just came to me. It's a kind of a last minute article, but it's really good to have. Just a whole bunch of range of subjects that you wouldn't find in any other magazine in existence.
Okay, now, with the magazine, you know, there's so many things that are going down with concepts, formats, layouts, you know, and just, like I said, I've seen some of the pictures already, and I'm just blown away by that. You know, it's... With what Joe was saying, you can see I'm super excited about this, but I'm just, so much that could come from this, it's got to be just, you got to be like a kid in a candy store right now, Desiree.
Yes. In fact, who would, you know how some people have idols and you look up to sports players or you look up to athletes? Well, my idol was Robert Kennedy, and he was a publisher. Who idolizes a publisher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he published Muscle Mag, and it's just the way he was with his artists. He was very open to anyone. He wasn't cliquish, and he just accepted work if he thought it was great. And he was very, I mean, he gave everyone a chance, and some of the work he got, people got started with him. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of want to be that guy, you know. It's just an exciting opportunity because this magazine is not like any, like, if you look on the newsstand, you'll see 10 Muscle Mags and they're all the same. Not Muscle Mag itself, but Muscle Magazines, Athlete Magazines. They don't include other things. It's only bodybuilding or only fitness or only one thing or the other. This is good because it's across a whole range of sports, and it's definitely going to keep it interesting. And there's such a wide range of subjects within sports itself that there's going to be something that applies to everybody in every issue.
That's so true. And also, like Dan said earlier, is the fact that well, all of us are passionate about what we do, but the one thing that basically brings us all together is the natural side of things. Just knowing that there's so many components and they're all natural is a blessing in itself. And I think that's what we need we need that bullhorn to basically sound that this life is, you know, successful and it is thriving, because I guess it seems like we've been made to look like we've been beaten underground to where it's almost like we don't exist, like a myth. And to see that it's actually running, I don't want to say running wild, but it's so many people that have chosen this lifestyle and living it successfully and in a healthy fashion. That's got to be great. JB, as the man who just comes up with something every week, it seems, you know, I know you got to be just on cloud nine with this one.
Well, The big thing that that's amazing about all this is that this magazine was in me and Joe's plans before P4P Muscle was even born. And
wow.
it was actually one of our first ideas that we had, but you know, it was just at that time we just didn't have the resources like we do now to be able to accomplish something like that. But it was always in the back of our minds to do something like this. I mean, we actually pondered this for weeks on how we could do it. And so what's amazing is that, and this is a lesson to, you know, a lot of people who have hopes and dreams and stuff like that. You know, it sometimes it doesn't happen the way you plan it on happening. But if you keep working hard and have a hard work ethic and you keep pushing, you'll be in a position to make not only the dream that you are currently attacking come true, but the dreams that you had before it. And I'm in that, you know, I feel very fortunate to be in this position I feel very fortunate to, you know, even have one athlete that believe in, you know, what me and Joe are thinking on the vision of how we feel with the drug-free athlete. So this magazine is sort of a correlation of a lot of things that's, you know, in my crazy brain that you know, I think of. But, you know, we're keeping true to the motto of P4P Muscle. This is the same thing we have talked to every single athlete that have become a P4P Muscle athlete, is that we're trying to create an entity that where, you know, drug-free athletes have a seat at the table, and that we can get everything from ourselves, and we can, you know, basically leverage, you know, the industry, and also leverage outside our industry. And it's time for people to understand some of these athletes, phenomenal athletes, that no one really know about except for in their community. And you know, what P4P is here for is to create that, you know, that foundation for athletes to be able to catapult their careers. We're just not, I think I put this in a letter that I put out to our own athletes a day ago or whatever, or a couple of days ago. And we want to, we're not that company that we just, all right, here's your protein samples or protein shake or whatever deal is, and then we just, you know, judge athletes on how many social media followers they have and things of that nature. We are on a bigger platform, you know, I would say. I tell a lot of people that, you know, we are a drug-free sponsorship foundation that happens to sell supplements. We're not a supplement company. There's a big trust me. If you look at us and you look at other people, there's a huge difference. And I mean, I'm talking about if you really look at us, if you actually spend the time to investigate our company and other companies, there's a stark difference between the two. Not saying that we're mm-hmm. better than anybody and whatnot. We just have a different goal, and
yes.
And our goal is we want our athletes to be, you know, we want them to expand their brand. We want them to be entrepreneurs. We want them. We want this. You know, if we catapult the next. I mean, this is pie in the sky, but we catapult the next Michael Jordan, and that Michael Jordan makes their money and everything from this, then that is that is awesome for us, and we love it. And that's what we want. We want, you know, we want entrepreneurs, we want to expand brand. We want athletes to understand, you know, you got to understand. Now, I didn't really take this into concept. There's a person in which this is in the future that I will come out with. But there's a professional person that he does a lot of he plans for a lot of events. For a lot of people, he just got done doing something with Jay Leno, and he does for the Minnesota Timberwolves, things of that nature, and stuff like that. And there's people who I talk to, you know, I don't put it out there, but there's people who I talk to that I get advice and things of that nature of, you know, of how I can be better and how I can be a better leader, and you know, he. I remember, and you'll probably see him in the next issue and whatnot, but his name is Mark, and he's been doing, you know, he's been in the event business for 25 years, and he said without a doubt to me is that, and I never thought of this before, but he said you and Joe and the P4P Muscle are the kings of promotion. You guys, and he said that without a shadow. He said that without it. He said, dude, I'm not blowing. He said, I'm not blowing stuff up you. You guys are the kings of promotion. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I was like, what? You know, because so, I don't really think of it. You know, I'm just grinding right now. And I'm just grinding right now. So I don't have the luxury to just sit there and think about, you know, oh, you know, and ponder certain things like that right now, maybe in the future. But now he's like, you guys come up, you guys do things that's so out the box that I have never heard of before. And the way you guys, it's not just you doing it, you know, because he's like, everybody put out a magazine, but he's like, the way you guys do it and how you go about it and stuff like that is with no fear. And my thing is what I'm really fortunate is to have people around me that allow me to be me. And that's a big thing because I'm a very strong, you know, minded individual, and I'm a very, like, you know, I can have about 50 ideas every 10 minutes, and I drive my wife crazy. But I've been very fortunate to have people like Joe, Chad. Even tying in as our athlete manager that actually put up with me to listen to my ideas and allow me to be me and stuff like that. And that's what we're trying to do with our athletes too, is allow, you know, athletes to be them. We have all different personalities. We're neutral. We have all different nationalities. Religion, views,
JB, I've got a question.
Yeah.
I know I'm cutting you off, but before I forget it, because it's tying into everything that you're talking about, and Joe and Desiree can tap in too, but so you, the way you do approach things and are thinking of things is so very different just from the aspect that you're not just focusing on bodybuilders and the supplement end of it. How did you guys start to build your athlete base, or how did you start to reach all these different athletes from all these different fields? I mean, if you think about this, this is a huge undertaking. How do you get in touch with the best and the best and the up-and-comers in the natural world from, you know, hundreds of different sports? How does that work? How did that get started? Because, I mean, that's the basis for the magazine right there.
I would say, I mean, it's we're very fortunate, and we're very, and it's hard work. It's not a cliche, but it's hard work and fearlessness. I would say courage to do something that is maybe outside yourself. that you know, you don't know if it'll work or not, but you believe in something. And the big thing is I believe this was all meant to be. I believe everything that we're doing, the road that we're going on, was meant to be. I believe Joe was the person I was meant to do this with. And I believe everything is working out according to plan. And my thing is that, and in the beginning, I didn't know what that plan was. I mean, sure, Joe didn't know what that plan was. When we first started, this started out of a coffee shop, which I told a lot of athletes this, on the back of a napkin, trying to figure out how to, I turned pro to figure out how to get some sponsorship, be able to travel to compete. And we started out with ourselves, but then it just evolved. Can I say, you know, the man upstairs was involved in this, put his finger on this?
You sure
most
can.
Most
you
definitely.
Sure can.
And the thing is it was almost on autopilot. And my thing is as we started talking to athletes, and it started off just, you know, we talked to athletes where we were, and we started talking to athletes in coffee shops and diners, and I mean, we went on road trips all over the place, and we had no product, we had nothing, and all we had was an idea of P4P muscle, and we told athletes, you know what, you know, how would it be if we could all unite, man, if we could all unite and we get different athletes from different sports under one name and stuff like that. Oh my goodness, man, the leverage and the power that the athlete would gain off of something like that would be ridiculous, you know. And we started, you know, at first we just started testing the idea on our friends because we were at that point where we weren't sure, you know, like, man, it sounded like to me and Joey's like, man, you know, this is a good idea, but is it really a good idea? And so we started talking, and then people started sitting there saying, "Yeah, man, I would definitely do it." And then another person started doing it, and another person started doing it. And you have your ups and downs and stuff like that. Where, you know, there was points where, like I said, where we didn't know if this was before its time, because, you know, in the beginning it was rough, man. We had no products to show anybody. A lot of people don't understand that we started this company. That's why I said we're not a supplement company, because when we started this company, it was about the vision. The supplements didn't come until 6 months later. And so we were going all about people, telling them about, you know, dude, this umbrella where we can get all these athletes from different sports and different organizations unite, and we can create leverage. And could you imagine if, you know, Michael Jordan and Jay Cutler and all these cats joined up together and created a company, the leverage would be ridiculous. And the power would be ridiculous. And you could change things. And people started, and the more and more we started talking, people started listening. And you know, it went from one person, and honestly, it went word of mouth. And like I tell people, a lot of athletes I tell is that, look, man, this is hard work, and this is not us. This is a bunch of athletes that thought it was time for a change and something different. There need to be a shake up. And so, these athletes thought of it so much that it grew to 400 plus. And I don't know. I didn't know none of them. I didn't know Kalen. I didn't know you. I didn't know none of you guys before this.
And
I didn't know none, you know. So it's amazing what hard work and courage, I should say, to do something that you believe in, and that's what we try to press on all our athletes.
And you know, and it is truly amazing, and the magazine seems to be you know, just a natural next step. Joe, Desiree, how are we getting this publication out to the masses and get them to jump on board with all of our excitement?
One of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to utilize social media and
we do have a powerful network of powerful athletes that we are going to spread the word through our athletes, and we will explore a few other options that make a lot of sense. So our online publishing software has a full marketplace where we can reach a lot of readers that are completely outside of our network as well. And as we grow and as we get this thing out there, I think, like what we were talking about before, one athlete leading to another, the beauty of it is, even though we started with some of the people that we knew personally that were in our world of natural bodybuilding, you go into any of these gyms in these small towns, and there's a guy working out right next to you that's an MMA fighter, and someone else who's into Tough Mudder, and so forth. And we expect that, once people get their hands on it and see how great of a job that Desiree's done putting this thing together, that month to month it's going to grow by referrals. And our business is strictly grown by referrals. A lot of people don't know that about us, but we really don't do next to nothing for advertising. We will continue to do the grassroots efforts to build this thing. And, we'll explore a couple other options as well to get it out there and let people see how great it is.
Okay, so I'm a club owner, and I know many other club owners. You guys are in the business as well. How do I, is this publication totally digital? Are there hard copies available? What options do I have to be able to share this with other people?
We're going to offer print on demand where you can order as many copies as you want or as few copies as you want. And instead of ordering bulk amounts of magazines, we will just have available individual. Like if you want 5 or 10 copies, that's fine, so you don't have to buy a whole bunch. And then we also have digital as well.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So there are a lot of different options there.
Yeah, we'll have subscriptions available, yearly subscriptions and stuff like that. So it's up to the consumer, really.
Yeah,
all right, very good.
Go ahead.
And then, real quick, we're going to also market this. So yeah, Joe's right that we're going to use, we're going to sort of stick to our grassroots and whatnot too. But we're going to talk to the game a little bit, and make sure that we have a hard copy and marketing purposes too to in gyms, chiropractic offices, doctor's offices, dentist offices, also where we can to get our hard copy out there, and that's going to also promote the athlete as well.
Chad, are you on?
Yep, I just got on.
Okay, we've already covered the format, the layout, and just get a little background for you, for the people that are still listening, because we got some muckleheads that have been listening, and I want to make sure that they get introduced to you as well. So just introduce yourself, and then let us know how you feel about this new rollout for the magazine.
Oh, sure. I came on with Joe and JB as one of the owners after they started the company, and I've been with them now for a year and a half now, working together. And then JB actually came up with the idea of the magazine, and it's a phenomenal idea. I'm really excited about it because it's taking all sports in the one spot, and it's including natural bodybuilding within all the other athletics that are out there. It's a cool thing for me because I kind of come from both backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
as far as, training, stuff like that. So I love to see that it's coming together. And one of the key points that this kind of came to a point together was that we were at a MMA event that we were sponsoring, and we had a bunch of fighters there, and we brought Meshach along. And one of my favorite photos is Meshach squaring off against one of our fighters, not for real, but for a picture. And it was just kind of a cool connection that they had. And now, Meshach's friends with one of our fighters. And when Meshach was there, everyone just wanted to take pictures with him, talk to him, stuff like that, because it's you know, totally different world than what they're used to. But like what we say all the time, the grind is still the same for all athletes. It's just a totally different way of going about it. So it's pretty cool to have everything in one spot. So I'm extremely excited for it, in addition to having, you know, credible sources writing in it as well, you know.
No doubt. You,
let me, Chad, could you go over some of the writers? That, I mean, we have our athletes writing, but could you inform everybody some of the other type of writers that we're bringing in that just want to join in on something like this?
We got one of the players is a doctor of physical therapy, Laura. She's going to write on some prehab rehab, so basically athletes that are looking for injury prevention or helping to rehab out of injury as well. So she's going to kind of bring that piece together for everybody. And we also have other contributors that are coming in, like Kevin Mophie. He's got a CSCS. He's going to be talking about writing on some powerlifting and things of that nature, kind of prepping as well for contests.
The sports manager guy that's coming in.
What's
later.
The
sports manager guy in the later issues.
Later issue, we got a really cool one coming in. He's actually a manager for one of our athletes. He's a lawyer that specializes in sports law. And so he's going to talk about the different areas of WADA and stuff like that on the legal side, what it means to athletes and the kind of direction he can take with that as far as educating our audience within that legal field, within the sports management, stuff like that. So if there's managers looking for that kind of stuff that manage athletes and need to be aware of different legalities between, you know, WADA and stuff like that, he's going to be able to kind of bring it down a notch for everybody and kind of so we can all understand it, you know?
Put it in there.
I don't even know who was going to go. Who's even going to go next? So I was going to jump in. I had a question for Desiree because I'm listening to Chad, and this is such an awesome, you know, amount of information on so many different topics. How are you managing the editorial calendar to get this all fit in?
I have a system of folders in my computer that is kind of like the Dewey Decimal System in a library. If you went into my computer, it'd be like, you have to know it or you'd get completely lost. Everyone has their own folder with subfolders and subfolders and subfolders. So, I mean, and that's how I keep everybody organized. And then I have the same people having ads in, and I have to keep that all under my thumb. And it's a lot of fun, actually. I really like it.
So how do you
type A organizational OCD, you know, part of me satisfied?
And that's so
how do you determine, I mean, yep, and that's definitely important. I need some more of those skills because my office is a wreck. But how do you determine, I mean, just to stay on the pulse of everything that's out there, how do you, I mean, what keeps you on the edge of what's new?
Just being there and being social and just being out there, you know? I think that was aimed at JB, was it not?
Well, the thing about it is what make this magazine really phenomenal is that we have like I said, 400 plus athletes. So we're in the loop on a whole lot of things. There's athletes that ask us advice on certain organizations. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? There's athletes who tell us, you know, what's going on, the latest things. They you know, actually. You know, and stuff like that. And then ourselves, we do a lot of investigation on you know, different aspects. Because we are in a lot of different sports, we have to sort of be on top of things and stuff like that. So we're fortunate to be able to have a lot of athletes that keep us informed. But we also, you know, do a lot of investigation on the different new things that are coming up in sport. And I tell you, I have some of the hardest working teammates there is, between Desiree and Joe and Chad and definitely Tyann, are these cats make they work hard and they make sure everything comes out. And it's amazing that you can just get like maybe three or four people doing the work of maybe 20 people. It's amazing that they can get it all done. But, you know, the thing is they all believe in the vision. Even this magazine. The magazine itself, if I can just go on a little bit, just so I can make it clear to all the athletes, I look at it as a melting pot for every single athlete, organization, promoter, whatever, into one. We consider ourselves a neutral entity. We are, you know, not in anybody's pocket. We can't be because we have so many athletes that are in different organizations and teams and different things like that. Only thing that we say that we're pro athletes, and that's pretty much the only thing, only pocket that we're in. And the thing is that when this magazine right here, and I just got done writing a letter to the athletes, I said before, is when this is going to be a huge, if you're talking about someone expanding their brand, this is going to be huge for them. This is going to bring in new people into your sport, whatever sport it may be. When someone's going there to look for motocross, they're going to flip through a beautiful spread of maybe a figure, a bodybuilder, bikini, whatever it may be. And when someone go in there and look at a bodybuilder, they're going to see this badass motocross chick, or they're going to see this badass, like, Cassie, like Kat Basinga, putting a dude in a chokehold and stuff like that. But she looks like
American Ninja.
Right, you're going to see American Ninja. So my thing is the cross-promotion is ridiculous. And the thing about it is we're going to market this in everywhere. We're gonna put this in every stuff. Now, what we also going to do is right now in the beginning, we're going to start with we're going to have also coupons and things of that discounts and things of that nature on P4P muscle products in the back. And that's one thing that we want to do. But in the near future, what we want to do is we want to get all the small and medium and large businesses out there, and we want to put all their discounts and everything and coupons and whatever it may be, restaurants, knee gear, wraps, whatever you want, whatever it is in any title across America, we want to put it in the back. We want to put it in the back of our magazine so we can create some value. And then also, just to let you know, all those businesses and whatnot, we're going to put them in our magazine for free. So
wow.
The thing is, this is to create more a discount for the athlete. This is also, it'll be, you know, Desiree's got to put it together and stuff like that. She'll put it together in her own way. But once we get it done, we want to make sure, you know, so if you're, you know, even if you're like going to a town or whatever, when some athletes go and compete in a different town, and there'll be discounts in that town that they can look almost like, I mean, we know what this means here in Wisconsin, but it's like a Bucky book. Or it's like a book where people can get discounts and coupons at the, you know, at all the stores and different places and stuff like that. And we're going to try to make it geared towards fitness to make, you know, to sort of help the athlete get more discounts and things of that nature on different things. And the one of the things we can get some of these businesses to get into our magazine is because we are going to do it free. And this is all for the athletes. That we want to do. We're also going to do different. We also, with people advertise in our magazine, we also want to prove that we got the best athletes on earth in P4P muscle, and we feel that our athletes are more than just. They can do more than just promote supplements. They can promote socks. They can promote hats. They can promote jackets. They can promote cars. They can promote anything. And my thing is that what we want to do is with the advertisers, not only do you get to advertise in our magazine and stuff like that, but we also do packages to where not only do you advertise in our magazine, but you get shout outs on our podcast. You also get links put on our athletes' individual pages and stuff like that where the athlete can promote your product and things of that nature. So we're changing the way sponsorship is done. And that's one of the things that we want to do, that we want to make sure that, you know, we bring all of that in. So the magazine is way more than just pretty pictures. It's gonna be a magazine of substance. And somewhere where people can get things for cheaper, they can get their stuff promoted thoroughly, not just an ad in our magazine. We do packages and stuff like that. And then also you can learn a lot. There's going to be recipes. You remember, you guys see all the beautiful stuff that our athletes put out on social media of cakes and everything they do with P4P muscle protein and stuff. It's ridiculous. So we're going to put that. Everybody's been wanting us to put, where's the cookbook? Where's the cookbook? Put some of that. You know, put some of that in our magazine too as well. So there's a whole collation of substance stuff all through the magazine and stuff like that. There's something for everybody. There's something for every flavor. So I'm very excited about this magazine. It's going to be the first of its kind. Nobody's going to have a magazine like this and stuff. So I'm very happy, and I can't wait for November 1st.
All right, so that was going to be my next question. You already answered it. When do we get to see this bad boy? So it's rolling out hot off the presses November 1st.
And we'll take that
as a yes.
Yeah, that is a yes. We didn't know who would say yes.
Hey, you know what? Everybody just jump in. I have no one in particular for that one, but we got it. It's going to be a yes. So, Desiree, I'm going to assume you're pretty darn close then with everything being finalized.
Yes, I have one article. I have all the materials I'm working on. I just wanted to take some stock photos for it. And one more article that I'm going to put together. I'm just waiting on pictures. That's what I'm waiting for. I have the article. And then finishing up a couple ads, and most of the pages are together, and I'm just going to put them all in one document and send it out to the printer and then get a copy and see what it looks like, see if I need to, you know, fix or tweak this or tweak that, and then out it goes.
Hey, Desiree, could you tell them a little bit about the software, like, This isn't your normal PDF. Tell them, like, you know, this bad boy, it looks like it's digital, but it looks like a actual magazine.
Yes. It has turning pages. You literally turn the page with the mouse. A lot of bigger magazines like Red Book and Vogue and Cosmopolitan and magazines like that use the same software.
Check it.
And it's fun to look at, and you know, and then you can blow it up big and see it. I've used some magazine software that I wasn't too crazy about, but this is just, it's very easy to use, user friendly, and it's easy on both ends. It's easy for, you know, you to make the magazine, and then it's easy for the reader to read the magazine as well.
What if you pull it up on your phone? Can it size it for your phone?
Yeah.
Awesome. So this is gonna be awesome. So what you see on your laptop or your computer is the same thing you see on your phone. It'll size it for it.
It's not gonna look the same.
Yeah.
It's gonna look different as far as mobile versions, because the pages have to format differently because a cell phone shaped differently. It's vertical versus horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you won't lose anything.
No. It'll just kind of be rearranged.
Okay.
But the fact that you can still get it on your mobile is a plus. So you can, you know, you can plug into P4P Sports wherever you are. So that's very cool. If I wanted to register for this publication, can I go to p4pmuscle.com? Or, you know, I'm fam and listener out there, and I'm excited about it, and I just want to go ahead and get my name in there so I can be on the list for the first issue. Where can I go sign up?
Okay. So, you should be able to go to p4pmuscle.com. There should be a page on there on the P4P Media tab, and you should be able. That's where you can download the digital form, but you also, if you wanted to register or advertising or whatever, we are putting up something for all that where you can fill out that information, and then we will contact you as soon as we can. We'll work down the list. And then just go to p4pmuscle.com. Wait around till around November 1st before you start, because we're still building everything right now as we speak. And but around November 1st, we should be all ready to go.
All right, cool. Well, I'll definitely keep an eye out for that and be sure to share that with everyone else too. Wow, you guys have covered pretty much everything that has been going on with this. If an athlete says, hey, you're not covering my sport, is that just going to be something also? Will you take suggestions for articles and stuff like that of what readers want to see?
That's a good idea. In future issues, I want to have a section. Obviously, we won't have this in the first month, but I want to have a reader's write section in the next month in December, where people would write in and say whether they liked the magazine or what they liked about it, or if they do have suggestions, I'd definitely be open to that.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
very cool.
The big thing is like, we always are getting new sports on a daily. And we always, as is right now, P4P takes all sorts of suggestions and comments and whatnot from our athletes. So the big thing is that we should be always on top of anything if someone has a question about their particular sport. But if we do miss it and stuff like that, all our athletes, or even if you're not our athlete, if you got a particular sport that you want to bring to us, our front door is open. You can get right to me and Joe on customer service. So my thing is that we'll stay on top of all the sports that are out there. We want to make sure there's recognition for all the sports that maybe a lot of people aren't being introduced to. So to your question, definitely. We will stay on top of that. Anyone is welcome to bring a sport or that they're in or they know of someone else to us. And then we definitely will include it. I can't say which issue, but we'll definitely work down the list and get into one of the magazines.
Okay, very good. And it looks like we have a caller.
No, he's going to be coming on later.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is new, man. I ain't used to the calling stuff.
Yeah, we got that
going. I know,
going.
We're getting excited.
I get it. So the big thing is, and you know it's along with the P4P magazine, we're also bolstering up and building our podcast network too as well. So, you know, the big thing is they'll work in conjunction with each other. A lot of, you know, which would be our P4P Media, we'll have, you know, this network for podcasts itself, I'm just going off a little bit from the magazine, but the podcast itself, we're going to build this thing up to, possibly 30 to 50 hosts. So the thing right now, I got people and they're going to all be different shows. Different aspects, perspectives, different areas, different time zones. outside of the United States, things of that nature that we want to bring to everybody. So the big thing is you know, we're trying to promote the drug-free athlete, man. We're trying to get it out there. We're trying to, you know, we want that young kid up in school to say this is the place to be. And the only way we're going to do that is rolling up our sleeves and putting it out there. So, the big thing is this P4P magazine is huge. But let me tell you something, Desiree and Kaylin. This is just the beginning. There's more coming. There's more coming, and I keep it going. And I keep the grind, you know, you grind it out, I grind it out. And my thing is that we're going to do bigger things. There's bigger things in the future of P4P. We want to possibly in the future do retirement plans. We want to do athlete-owned companies where the athlete actually have a stake in the company. There's so many things we're going to do in the future. And this is where I was saying before is we're not a supplement company. We sell supplements, but, I mean, you know, it's just a means to an end. The things that we're doing for the athlete, in my opinion, is the commodity. What we're trying to do, and, you know, we're not simply trying to just put an athlete on a page. And, you know, you can put an athlete on a page anywhere. And, yeah, some people could watch it. Some people could, you know, thumb through it and stuff like that. But what we want to do is we wanted to create a magazine to where it wasn't only where we put the athlete on the page, that we bring another crowd of people to see this athlete and expand this brand. And I've seen this, what Chad was saying earlier, when Meshack went to the MMA fight with us to promote a booth.
Woo! You're talking about the chosen few.
You would have thought Meshack was the mayor. You would have thought he was the mayor of the city when he rolled through that place. You had athletes, you had people in the crowd taking pictures with Meshack and stuff like that. This is what we're trying to do, the cross promotion. We want to cross promote. We want to create this entity, and we want it from both sides. So, you know, we also want to bring the other side to the bodybuilding world, because you know what? There's a whole lot of athletes. I'll give you an example, like Melinda Crescino. She's a big time WNBF pro. In the natural drug-free bodybuilding and fitness, but she is a badass athlete too, huh?
And let me get back to that chosen few, because I was really starstruck by that as well when he got to throw out the shirts. The yelling. I mean, you'd almost think he was a prize fighter that was doing a guest appearance, the way they went about that. So that was kind of crazy for me. That's like to see a natural bodybuilder getting that kind of love. That was really something.
Yeah, and this is where I talked to. I think I had a few days ago. I had a conversation with Martin Daniels. And I was just telling him about the magazine. Yeah, I was just telling him about the magazine, and he was like, man, this is about time and stuff like that. I mean, you think about this. What magazine do you know, Desiree and Kaylin, that you can see a bodybuilder in a magazine with MMA sport, motocross, things of that nature? And you name me
You
one.
Don't. You won't.
Exactly. You know what that does?
P4P Sports.
That makes drug-free bodybuilding and fitness a sport, just like the rest of them. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing versus the rest of them. We feel that this is a sport. We feel it's a sport as much as any other sport. And my thing is we want this, and we want to acknowledge that. We don't want to give it its own magazine, get a separate entity from the other sports where all the other sports are together. Why shouldn't this be in there too? So what we doing is for the bodybuilder and the figure and bikini and things of that nature. This is an opportunity that you're not going to get. This is going to be something where you can get into something and be, and there's going to be a person looking at this magazine and seeing you amongst all the other sports. Say, and you might bring someone over to your side and saying, wow, man, she looks beautiful. Oh, my, wow, I read a spread on this girl, and she's a single mom that has two kids that has a bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh.
These are the things that we can get beyond the misconceptions of the sport. And I want people – now, the other thing that we didn't really talk about is this sport, this magazine isn't going to be your normal magazine where you're just showing, you know, highlights and highlights and highlights and stuff, you know. And I know, for example, like with bodybuilding, all you see is a dude in his trunks on the stage, and that's it. It's either there or the gym. What we want to show also, we want to show what it took to get on that stage. We want to show what it took to get to that gym and stuff like that. These are the things that a lot of people don't see. They don't see how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. And we want to premiere that, which you don't see in magazines. They want to, you know, to me, they want to show the athlete, which they should. They want to show the athlete, you know, in his final state. But in my opinion, the most beautiful thing is seeing the process from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And that's a beautiful thing. You can't forget about the process. And the process, I think a lot of people want to see. And a lot of people want to be acknowledged for the process versus on the stage. I'm going to tell you, when I get ready for a show, I'm more proud of the process than I am of the end result. I'm proud of myself staying on my diet, being in that gym day after day after day, missing certain things that I probably, you know, wanted to go, but I couldn't go for whatever reason. And those things. When I get that trophy, I'm thinking back on all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that should be in the magazines as well.
JB, we're getting short on time, so I have to do a request to Desiree. Desiree, are you there?
This one?
And there's only one.
Yes.
We have Des and Desiree.
Okay. Yes, Desiree's still here.
Okay. If you could come back on the show again, and we could get more background from you, because now I know people are asking, well, who's Desiree?
Yeah,
and I want to make sure.
Yes. So, Des, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'd definitely love to have Desiree back on a show again.
Okay, because we've got less than a minute.
About me, I talk too much.
I'm not.
I'm sick today too. So imagine if I was feeling good.
Oh, it sounds like you're feeling pretty good now, and I'm glad to hear it.
People does that to me.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. A great show. I'm really happy with how things went, and I'm really happy with how the things are going out. Desiree, we are definitely going to have you on. Des and I are going to figure out who has dead rights to you, and we won't squabble over you, because you know it's real talking people peace point. So we want to make sure that you're well addressed, and we'll be talking with you in the future. JB, thanks so much. Des, thanks always. Wonderful job. Desiree, we'll be talking to you
problem.
In the future. Yes.
And, thanks for joining us.
Remember, Lord. Hey, trust
go
my
ahead.
Hustle. You know I can't leave without that.
That's right. Don't trust you, trust your hustle. You got it.
All right. Thank you for everybody. And I appreciate you, Kaylin and Desiree. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. I couldn't be more fortunate to have two wonderful people like yourselves. And my thing is thank you to all the athletes out there that are listening. I know all the questions wasn't answered today. I just wanted to get across that you know, what P4P is trying to do with this magazine and stuff like that. We will have Desiree come on again by herself if we can want to break down the details of her background, which is extensive, and we'll get that done. But other than that, thank you to everybody that support P4P Muscle. I definitely feel fortunate to everybody, blessed. I feel, you know, the luckiest man in the world. I also like to thank my wife and my three children, and JB's out.
And Desiree?
Yes? You heard me giggling?
And you... you can go ahead and do a shout-out.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you guys for having me on. And I am not the world's most eloquent person. I wish I had a little bit of JB there in my brain speaking for me. But I hope I answered your questions as good as I possibly could. And I do have many more, you know, much more information to give you guys in the future.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Chad, are you still with us?
Yeah, still with you. Yeah, thanks for letting me come on a little late there. And then, you know, thanks, Desiree, for putting us together. We've seen some sample work from her, and it looks awesome. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I thank all the athletes for contributing to the magazine as well. They're definitely making the magazine. It's pretty cool. We're going to have OCR in there, a section on that, you know, a section on MMA. It's pretty cool to everything all getting put together, and we're kind of finally seeing it come together in one. It's pretty cool. And then thanks to all the athletes, too, for always believing us and pushing us in the right direction and believing in the mission or what we're trying to accomplish here. So it's a great thing, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. So, and just to reiterate, for all of you P4P athletes out there, please do share any posts you see about the magazine. Let's do our job and get it out to as many individuals as we can, because this really is exciting. November 1st is the date that we're looking at, and if you do have someone who wants more information, point them to p4pmuscle.com around November 1st, or just collect their information and forward it to Joe and JB, and they'll make sure that they get connected with Desiree, and we'll get everybody on the P4P sports train. And Mr. Kaylin, is there anything you have to add? All right, so on behalf of Kaylin, myself, Desiree, Chad, JB, and Joe, all of the P4P family, your body is a temple. Let's build it.